Welcome back. This is PodCow number 2, Reach and Reviews. I'm your host, Dewey, and we have with us today Zach Felling.
Hello, I'm Zach Felling, Editor-in-Chief.
And Ray Siegel.
Hey, guys.
All right. So we've got quite a lot to talk about today. The first thing we're going to talk about is kind of the games that we've been playing for this past week. Ray, why don't you start us out? What have you been playing?
I've been playing Bioshock. I'm trying to get my girlfriend into it, and she's so far very scared of it and doesn't want to play it, so she's had to be playing it for her while she watches. And then I did get her into Brutal Legend. We were listening to Tenacious D while we were making dinner, and I was like, you should play this game, and she's just powering through it like it's nobody else's business, so that's pretty cool.
Does she play a lot of games normally, or is it just...
She loves Portal.
That's a good
point. I was just like, well, that just automatically gets you a million points right there. Portal. I don't know, she said like when she was little, she wasn't really into video games. But, like, I don't know, just recently, I guess, like in the last couple of years, she's just like...
Everyone's jumping on the bandwagon.
Video games,
now.
Yay! It's time to leave it.
It's becoming cool, now we need to go find something else. So, yeah, I mean, it's cool, and then... I don't think that's it, like, other than...
That's about it.
Yeah.
And we're Scott Pilgrim, anything like that?
I've been busy working. I have not had a day off since however long I was working before we went to PAX. Like, if I include PAX as work, I have not had a day off in, like, 2 weeks. So...
Well, PAX was a lot of work.
So, yeah, it's been rough. I have next couple of days off, so it's...
That's good.
Much
more media cuts.
Oh, God.
All right. So, Zach, what have you been playing this last week?
I'm proudly playing Phineas and Ferb Ride Again. DS. Published by Disney Interactive.
They're nice to us.
They are very nice to us. They send me Phineas and Ferb Ride Again. I appreciate it. That's all I got to say about that. Nothing else gaming.
Nothing else, you know.
Halo Reach.
Oh, there's that small title. Red? That's coming out this week? Oh, I think
How have you been playing Halo Reach? The game comes out in just a couple of hours.
The game's out already.
Oh, sorry.
Clearly.
You've been playing it in the last 2 hours. Sorry.
Anyways. What else?
It's a review copy.
What else we got? Anything else?
Hawks 2, Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions.
Liking those games so far?
Really like Hawks 2.
Not so big on Spider-Man?
Alright, with Spider-Man...
I was looking forward to the Spider-Man game. Like, I love, you know, starting with Spider-Man 2 back on the PS2, that game was just amazing. I can spend hours
playing
that game.
I'm just not really a big fan with the gameplay mechanics of Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. So, yeah,
I like the atmosphere with it. I like the graphic style of the game. But not so much with the gameplay mechanics. It's a fine game, but I like Hawks 2 better. And loving Halo Reach.
Hawks 2.
That's not a surprise, is it?
I don't know. What I saw from Halo Reach, I wasn't really that impressed.
It was more Halo, right?
Damn it!
You're taking your assault rifle and you're shooting down some elites who are hiding behind some rocks.
Killing people as usual. Or not killing people, I guess.
And shooting ostriches as they run past you or something.
Moas.
Whatever.
Kill the moas. There's an achievement for you.
There's ostriches. They're ostriches.
Not
but they're space ostriches. So.
They're.
Reach ostriches.
Not space ostriches.
Whatever. Same thing to me.
So, you've had some pretty exciting games.
About yourself, Dewey?
Well, first of all, I'm upset I haven't gotten to play Legend of the Guardians, the Isles of Gahul.
I downloaded the demo, and it does not work. The demo freezes my PS3 every time I try to boot it up.
Obviously because the PS3 is inferior, of course.
Yes, we just love the 360 here with 360 fanboys. Gotta love the achievements over the trophies.
Whatever, you guys.
So what happens then when you buy the full disc? The demo freezes in the system. What does the full disc do?
Just lights the system on fire.
Negative achievements?
Just starts draining your account.
Deletes trophy information and game saves from other games. Just... all your hours of Fallout are just gone.
Everyone has hours on Fallout. Well, everyone should. If you don't, go and play that game. But
Fallout?
Just the original.
Like 5 minutes of Fallout.
Oh, three.
So,
anyways,
what are you
games
playing?
I have been playing this week.
Keep your voice
I
Jesus
played Plants vs. Zombies XBLA. I had also played the PC and Mac versions. I think those are the same. But the XBLA versions have a little bit extra features. They have the co-op and player-versus-player features, and it's actually quite a lot of fun. I feel it's very cheap. I feel like I can pretty much beat anything very
is
easily.
It's the butter.
It's the butter. The butter does it.
The butter. What?
Did you play any of the other ones?
No. I played iPad demo, and then I played a little bit that I played with you,
okay.
And that was all that I played with Plants vs. Zombies. It seems fun, I just don't...
It's a simple target.
Plants vs. Zombies.
No, I just don't have... Right now, I don't have the means to get the game. I'm broke, and plus my roommate has...
Well, maybe you should just get a review copy.
...stolen my freaking Ethernet cable because my wireless adapter for my Xbox broke... that he was using, and so now he just took my Ethernet cable that was connected to my Xbox and plugged it all the way into his room.
Thank you, Swift Limlin, for the nice comment. Sorry.
I'm not complaining, though. Not at all.
Yeah.
I love my roommate with all my heart and soul.
Yes. Any other games? What other games have I been playing? Well, the Lord of the Rings Online went free-to-play. I don't know. What was it? Probably like a week ago or something. And so I figured, I played that.
You shall not pay.
What? Okay.
Nerds. But that hey. I had played the beta for that, and it was okay. I mean, if you're a Lord of the Rings fan, it'd be pretty fun. So I tried a little bit more of it out this time around. I mean, it's just like any other Morpeg, really, Lord of the Rings theme. So. I don't know, nothing too special. Of course, the Team Fortress 2, Company of Heroes, the same old, gotta keep up with the weekly fixes.
So how far are you in Plants vs. Zombies?
Plants vs. Zombies. I am probably about 3/4 of the way through, almost done. Right. Yeah, so that was a good game. So
you played it, you've played it for the PC, so do you like it better on the Xbox 360, or?
I do because of the co-op play. I like the ability to control with the mouse more, and I feel that the 360 play is kind of cheap, and I feel like it's unbalanced. It's too easy, I guess, is the way to say it. Of course, there's probably people out there who are having a horrible time with this game, but
they can follow your watch.
You can just go on, and you know what? It's going to be my goal before the end of this to try to... because there's thousands of walkthroughs out there for that. But I'll post some crazy ones. Some ones that people haven't done yet.
Why is it insane?
Crazy.
That's just too much. Don't do that again.
It's not craziness.
Come on.
I'd go with that.
We're not crazy here in the Geek House.
All right. Well, that is it for our games of the week. Let's now move to our news desk editor, Ray Siegel, some news.
What are you doing today?
What do you got for us, Ray?
Well, the NPD data results for the month of...
NPD? What is
August?
That
is...
What could that possibly be?
NPD data is numbers and sales for the month of August, or its respective
in
month.
What regions? Is it just America?
I believe that...
Or worldwide?
I believe
you
that
never know.
These specific ones are just the... United States, but I could be wrong. I'm not sure.
Forget about Japan.
Yeah, Japan's not really a country.
Artificially installed so, 360.
That's the west or the eastern market. We've got a niche market.
But the 360 has gone 2 months in a row with being the top console, beating out even the Nintendo DS, which is saying something because the Nintendo DS just sells.
That's probably because everyone's worth holding out for the 3DS. Yeah,
that might be part of it. But the Nintendo DS did come in second. You know, the Nintendo DS sold 342,000 units.
Compared to the PSP, how much?
to the PSP's 80,000 units for the entire month of August. Yeah, they just need to announce the PSP 2 already. But that
I don't even know
the PSP
that's
Go 2.
But yeah, the Xbox 360 for the month of August sold 356,000.
Not bad.
So,
and obviously it's probably expected to continue that reign.
September is probably going to be big for it as well because of the Halo Reach limited edition,
PlayStation Move.
Halo Reach in general. The PlayStation Move came out or is coming out this week,
and you'll see a jump in those PS3 sales.
Probably will, but
it'll overtake. That was my prediction. PS3 overtakes 360.
I think there's a bigger following for the Reach than for Move. I don't think.
Maybe.
It's just.
I don't know. call your bookie, make a bet, who knows. But the Wii for the month of August held 244,000 units, and the PS3 did just under that with 226,000. So, PS3 is still lagging behind, but
it's going to pass the Wii.
It's still doing all right. It's, you know, it's selling.
That's how good it is.
So, and then, of course, for the month of August, Madden NFL 11 sold just ridiculous amount of numbers.
What about Mafia 2? It was so popular.
You know what?
Mafia 2, if you let me just get to
it. It's really sad.
Sold at number 4.
Mafia 2 is a great game.
Okay. With, let's see, what was it?
It's really sad it's stuck at number 4. It's
number 4 with 1,021... 1,000 units on the 360, and doesn't go past the fifth slot for numbers, but it was in number 7 on the PS3. But coming in at number 3 after Madden and Madden was
one of the best games of the year.
Super Mario Galaxy 2 is still selling with 124,000 units. Yeah,
that's pretty impressive. So people are getting ready for Christmas.
Yeah, I still haven't bought it. Because I don't know, because I'm better than you.
Excuse me.
So, yeah. But then after that, it's New Super Mario Bros. For the DS. Followed
That's
by.
Still up there.
110,000 units just in August.
What a great game.
For the DS. Followed by New Super Mario Bros. For the Wii.
Sources within Media Cows that game was way too easy and was not fun at all.
New Super Mario Bros. For the DS?
Yes.
One of my favorite games for the DS.
Really?
Yes.
Mm. Yes, I heard it.
I wish I had a working DS. I wish my buttons worked.
The game plays just so
fun. And this has probably been talked about many times, but Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 is still at the number 8 spot.
It's been that way for a long time?
It's been almost, yeah. It has not.
Higher,
it has not dropped out of the top 10 since its release.
It would be higher, but
it's been almost
game
a year.
Are hurting it.
This is not the used games episode, Zach.
No.
Come on. All right. So then, as previously mentioned, that's off of the NPD data. Wii Fit Plus does not matter.
What about NCAA Football 11?
Again, it's a Wii game, and nobody pays attention to college football,
except for the fact it's number 9 on the list.
Those people who bought it don't know what they're doing. They just bought a game. Like,
they thought it was Madden.
Shiny box.
Just a little bit cheaper.
So, yes, the PlayStation Move is released this week. Plenty of bundles and hardware and whatnot you can buy it for. Some games.
And there's rumors out there that it might have been released to a select few early because their distributors chose not to. No.
Reviewers are sending them out.
Somebody walked into Walmart or something. He's like, "Oh, PlayStation Move. Can I buy it? Sure. Why not?" They walked.
Well, Walmart has no idea what they're doing.
Walmart's a piece of shit.
So,
Walmart's always right, right? You know.
Yeah.
They always have the correct information.
Except for when they lie about games like Meg 2.
Well, why would they do such a thing? Obviously, it's on their site, so it has to be coming out.
Let Zach explain.
We don't know that they lied. They were just misinformed. And Sony says that they gave Walmart no information at all that they're announcing Meg 2 anytime in the future. So it was just either a prediction on Walmart's part, or they just didn't know what they were doing, or they made stuff up.
I'm going to go with they made stuff up, because I don't like Walmart, and they need to burn.
Well, there goes that sponsorship.
I love you, Walmart.
Other news this week, Mega Man Universe will feature level editors and character customization.
It's over. Little Big Planet 2, it's gone.
I'm sure Mega Man Universe will...
Mega Man Universe.
Wipe Little Big Planet 2 right off the map. You can customize Mega Man, so now that you can have long, blonde hair and blue eyes.
Here it is. I'm serious here. Little Big Planet 2 is a very complex game. Requires a lot to be able to design these levels in these different games, these different situations. And Mega Man Universe is much easier to understand because there's not as much there. And so,
so if you like to not be as creative, go with Mega Man. But
But you're stuck with Sackboy and Little
Big
Planet.
Back to the games that I was playing this week. I was playing with Little Big Planet 2. I was making I made a level for like the first time. I've tried to make levels before. I tried to make a Bioshock level way back when the game was first released, but I couldn't get like the bathysphere to work and whatnot. But I made a little level for my girlfriend in Little Big Planet 2 and whatnot. It was dumb. And
was it a sexy level?
It was cute and full of hearts and whatnot. Whatever. Oh. It was just like, yeah. I made it rain hearts.
Yeah, you can't do that in Mega Man.
You can't.
Because why would you want to?
You're Mega Man.
That's enough.
And Street Fighter dudes.
Oh, man. Yeah, you can turn Mega Man into Ryu. I saw that picture.
Well, yeah. One of the really interesting things, I guess, about Mega Man Universe is the fact that it very well may be opened up to the whole Capcom universe, with a bunch of different items being able to add things to your Mega Man character, add different parts to the level, the stage editor, from other Capcom games. And that could be interesting, I guess.
Yeah,
especially
interesting is the right word.
Especially, though, I mean, so Dead Rising.
Dead Rising?
Dead Rising? What about Dead Rising?
Putting Dead Rising objects in a Mega Man game.
Oh.
Like zombies?
Yeah, zombies in a Mega Man game.
That would,
roaming around.
That would be cool.
Would
they be futuristic zombies?
They have guns.
Robotic zombies? Undead robotic zombies.
Cyborg zombies. Awesome.
Only on media accounts. Will you hear this?
Cyborg zombies. Tell your friends about us, kids. Section 8 gets a sequel that was either announced today or yesterday.
I think that
it was announced
Zach
a long
has...
time ago.
It was a long... Okay,
okay,
Zach
I,
has the
scoop. A long time ago is like 4 days ago.
Sorry. Would you like to elaborate then, since you are so much more versed in this...
Why don't we take a quote exactly from the media
from the
website?
Media well, okay, so it's Section 8 Prejudice.
Okay.
Not a fan of the original Section 8 at all.
Why is that, Zach?
Because the campaign in that game was just bad. Really bad.
Was it
no
bad?
Story
or was
to
it,
it.
Or was it?
I mean,
terrible.
It was.
Or was it?
There's escort missions that routinely frustrate me. And then
it.
There were the escort missions in this game that made me want to destroy all my gaming equipment. It was just that frustrating. But so Section 8 Prejudice had a decent-looking trailer. It's developed by TimeGate again, and it does not have a publisher yet. So I'm not sure why. I mean, the previous game had a publisher, but that publisher is not going to publish the sequel. Could that be a bad sign, could it be a good sign? You get fresh blood in there.
Didn't Microsoft publish it?
No, Microsoft did not publish.
It had something to do with Microsoft, didn't it? I don't know.
I believe it was South Peak Games that published the first.
Well, that just goes to show how much I cared about Section 8.
Well, what about the sequel?
I played the demo, the Section 8. That was enough.
Oh, one last thing about Mega Man.
Okay.
It is not known at this time if you can control gravity in Mega Man Universe.
Well,
have you been able to get... Okay, I'm going to show my lack of knowledge in the Mega Man universe and ask, have you been able to control gravity in other Mega Man games?
Do we? You're the Mega Man expert.
I'm the mayor. Since when?
Since we have appointed you.
Yes, 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 you have, of course. And all the other ones, however many.
Well, then why would they take that feature out of making a universe?
Yeah, it's silly. I don't know.
All right.
Competition? I don't know.
Alright, we're good.
No, I'm not done with Section 8 yet. I'm not done with Section 8. Now, this game is going to be bigger. Bigger weapons, bigger enemies. And that's all I got. 2011, there it is, if it finds a publisher.
Thank you. Thank you
very
much.
Or not, maybe it doesn't need a publisher.
Maybe.
It stands on its own.
Just throw it out there.
The Bioshock movie is still happening. After lots of rumors of it being canceled or delayed, Gore Verbinski, the director who was going to direct it a while ago, said that he's still interested in doing it. He just has a couple of things to wrap up before he starts it.
Ignore me. I'm
trying to, but I'm reading what's on your screen and it's disturbing what I'm saying.
What about The Hobbit? How's that coming along?
The Hobbit is a movie about a midget going through the woods to fight dragons.
Derogatory
term. No, it's not. Little person is a derogatory term. People are backwards. You're just a little person. But that's another topic.
Back to Bioshock. Are you excited if there's a Bioshock movie?
I think it could be cool. I mean, as long as they don't bastardize it like they
do with most video games.
I mean, it depends on who you get to direct it and if that director can, like, take it.
I'm going to stand up for it. Prince of Persia, Sands of Time.
No.
Good movie.
No.
I don't know.
Good movie.
Didn't even bother seeing it.
Then how do you know?
Because.
How do you know?
Because. That's how I know.
I'm a critic and I'm telling you it's good.
I'm a critic who says people just expect it
to be this academic contemplation on reality. It's not. It's a fun movie.
Whatever.
Well, there's a difference between a fun and a good movie, though.
I disagree. But this is going to get into a heated discussion with if it's a fun movie and you have a fun time at the movie, it's a good movie. It does not necessarily mean it's an Academy Award winner, but you had fun. So just say it was a good movie. You didn't need to be, it's fun, but it's stupid, so it's not good.
People said that the Indiana Jones 4 movie was a fun movie.
I didn't find it fun, so I wouldn't even...
but that's the point I'm trying to make is you didn't find it fun,
right.
But other people might have. That's the exact same.
But if someone finds a movie fun, say it's good. You don't need to say, well, it was a fun movie, but it's not a good movie. I mean, you thought it was fun. You thought you had a fun time.
We're critics
it.
Here. We're
movie.
Thinking critically.
Yeah, well, see, some critics are snobs.
I'm not a snob, good sir.
look at Gears of War. Okay, Gears of War. Not the greatest story in the world. Fun game. And then you have people who say, well, Gears of War is not a good game because it doesn't have this Academy Award winning story.
Mario!
It was a fun game to play, so it's a good game.
It's a bad example for me, because I haven't played the series, so.
Okay, Guild Wars.
Yeah.
Oh, God, shut up. No Guild Wars do talk on this podcast, for the love of God.
Okay, I'm quickly learning about Bioshock.
Anyways, let's move on from Bioshock.
We said what we needed to say. If you pre-order Civilization 5 on Direct2Drive soon, you will be able to get free downloadable content when the game ships in the fall. It comes with an extra play mode and I think a map. I didn't look at it too extensively, yes, but it does come with those two things. It comes with the full game of Civilization 3, plus the soundtrack to Civ 5. So if you're a big Civ fan,
you can listen to music.
Something you should probably look forward to and pre-order it.
Or
I played Civ 5 at PAX. I thought it was great. And then what we got showed to the demo was even better, because that guy was a lot better. Was it great? Or was it outstanding?
It was brilliant.
We'll get into that topic in a moment. Red Faction Armageddon got delayed to May 2011 due to financial reasons.
It was to bolster the fiscal 2012 year of THQ. Which makes no sense to me. So perhaps someone would like to comment and enlighten me how delaying something to 2011 bolsters your 2012 finances.
May 2011.
Yes. Not the end of 2011. May 2011.
So if you have any information on how fiscal quarters work, Send us a little,
I know a little bit about fiscal quarters, but
apparently we don't know enough, because right. May somehow correlates into the next year.
So, disappointed at all with the delay? By 2 months?
No.
Nope. Really?
Not at all.
Couldn't wait? And
Red Faction
was really good.
Was good, but my problem was I bought two other games on the exact same day. So I never, like, really touched it. And then when I did touch it, it was just, you know, the whole difficulty with the AI being way too hard. And then just the game didn't have a whole lot of focus, in my opinion. I don't know. It was fun to go around and break crap. That was fantastic. But, I think at the same times when you would destroy a building and, like, it would still be standing up on that one little stick holding it into the ground, and
it's a strong stick.
It's a very futuristic technology, I'm sure. But
future will be so strong.
It just could have used some refinement. I hope that the second game is great, or I suppose the third game now. Whatever.
What is it? Red Faction 2.
Red Faction Armageddon.
Gorilla.
Yeah. Gorilla.
Was it?
Yeah.
Wasn't Gorilla the second one?
I think
it was the second one.
Quick, look it up.
I have both.
Either way, he can look it up, but I'm going to continue on.
Red Faction 2. So it would be Red Faction 4.
Okay, I guess Red Faction 4 then. So if they can get the destructibility pitch perfect, then hey, awesome.
Is it going to bring me back to Mars again? I'm so tired of the Mars video.
They released a Saints Row.
Let's go to Pluto.
They had a Saints Row 2 downloadable content where you could drive around the little roving vehicles in Red Faction 2 in the Saints Row world, and like missions. There were missions that hinted at them going to Mars with those vehicles. Like I don't know, it was just.
It was crazy.
Bringing a different game into another game made by the same company.
That's absurd.
I liked it. All right, and then our last two things for the news is the Walmart again coming up in our discussions has
revealing more games.
The Ico Shadow of Colossus HD collection for $40, supposedly being shipped in April. Eurogamer also got similar details just the day after, and then back in June, Amazon France, if you can remember all the way back to June, which is a while ago.
All the way back in June.
Amazon France also had...
Before Crackdown.
Also had, the HD collection in spring of 2011 and whatnot. So, I mean,
it looks like it's coming.
It looks like it's coming, which brings me into...
God of War, Sly Cooper.
It makes sense. I mean, Sony said that they are interested in making more of these collector's editions, HD remakes, whatever. So, the Tokyo Game Show is coming up this week, the end of the week. I predict, and this is where we get into our...
Whoa, we're going way too fast
predictions.
Here.
We're not. No.
We're good.
This is the end of the news.
No, I have more news.
Well, then you need to speak up, sir, because you are just totally derailing our topic.
I still want to talk about this collection.
We're talking about the collection still. I'm not skipping over the collection. I'm just leading into our next thing. Calm down.
Okay,
I'm calm. So I'm predicting at TGS, they are going to officially just unveil the game. Like, all right, yeah, we're making
it.
Shadow of the Colossus and Ico HD collection for the PS3 with trophy support.
That's key.
That is definitely key if you're a PS3 fanboy like I am.
I don't know if that works.
Kill a Colossus.
Take down next Colossus.
Yes, that's fine. Colossus. That's wonderful.
In a certain timeline, maybe?
Maybe. That could work.
Either way, I love that game so much.
It's a great game. I never beat it.
So good.
I'm really looking forward to this remake, just so that I can just sit down and
play
it in
HD and beat it. Or not beat it.
Man, it's just, yeah. So if they release that at PAX...
At PAX.
I'm living in the past.
Release
it
at PAX.
If they announce it at TGS...
that'd be wonderful.
I will be one happy news editor. Was there anything else about the game you wanted to
No,
I'm talk kidding. About before we continue with our TGS predictions.
I'm done now.
All right.
3, 2, 1. Okay, he is done now.
TGS prediction for me, obviously, the Last Guardian's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
If the Last Guardian's there, then it's pretty safe that they're going to announce those collections. But, yeah, we haven't seen anything from the Last Guardian since last year's E3. And it's about time they show us something a little more than a trailer. So if they don't have it playable, they will at least have a gameplay video. So, and if they don't, I will march down to Sony and beat them with a stick. Other predictions of mine, they already announced the Resistance 3. They've got the new Ratchet game. I don't see them announcing Uncharted in Japan.
No, yeah, that's an E3 game.
Yes. Yeah, probably.
What should be announced there now that I said that?
I hope so.
I'm trying to think of more. I mean, they're probably going to show Metal Gear Solid. For some reason, I think TGS, and I only think Sony. Like, even Nintendo's gonna be there. Microsoft's gonna be there, showing off Kinect. And
Microsoft's holding.
Nintendo's gonna have the 3DS and whatever.
Microsoft, the company. We'll all get up and deliver the keynote.
Yeah. No, I think they're the ones in charge of the keynote.
I don't know. I think TGS, mine stays on Sony. I don't know why.
Here's why. Because here's my prediction.
Okay, go ahead.
PSP 2 announced.
Oh,
wrong, bold enough.
Fall 2011 with a Metal Gear Solid game at launch.
My PSP has just been sitting in my room collecting dust, waiting for Ghost of Sparta to come out, but even when that game does come out, I won't be able to play it because it's been so long since I've used my PS3, I don't even know where my charger is for it. Like, I've looked in my room for it, and not a clue as to where that thing is. So, who knows if I'm even ever going to use my PSP ever again. So, if they released the PSP 2 and actually made it good, you know, maybe... So this is crazy.
Included
a second analog controller? Am I crazy?
Please just don't have it be a knob.
Yeah, that sucks.
I've never had a problem with the PSP game. So many people say there's no games for the PSP. That's not true.
There are good games.
There's quite a few games for the PSP. It's just I hate that hardware so much because of the nub. It's painful for me to play.
See, my thing is like they have such a good system. If they just replicated the DualShock controls onto it. Just
have a stick.
Well, you don't have
that goes into it, and then when you press it, it pops out.
That would work. I mean, yes, the thing would be a little bulkier, but you'd be sacrificing size for playability and actual, you know, good games. Like, who wouldn't want to play a first person shooter or an actual 3D adventure platform like Assassin's Creed or something on a handheld where you have control of not only your character but the camera as well? Because I played the Assassin's Creed when they released it around the same time as Assassin's Creed 2. I played that for the PSP. I'm like, I want this game. I want to get all the stuff in there so I can transfer it to my PS3 and get it more crap. And I'm like, oh, I love Assassin's Creed.
The big problem.
And I played it and it was fine, but that second analog stick would have made it so much better, even with all of its load times and its horrible draw distance and whatever. But.
So, fine. Wouldn't you say that's a little bit above okay?
The big problem I have, though, with I guess, these games being announced, a God of War game being announced for the PSP,
yeah.
Or let's say an Uncharted game was announced for the PSP.
Oh, God, no.
Is all I'm going to think
God,
is
no.
I want this game for the PS3.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously, if the PSP 2 was announced,
then you'd be more
you would
excited.
Have updated graphics.
You'd be,
I don't know.
I think if they release the PSP 2 and then it's like, look at how much of a jump this is from the original PSP. Like, every new iteration of the PSP has been the same old PSP with a shinier new look to it. Like, they haven't really upgraded the hardware. They haven't done anything with the graphics processing or anything. They've made the screen...
They've removed things.
They've made the screen shinier, and they've taken out the UMDs, but they haven't, said, all right, we're overhauling the system. We're putting in a way more powerful graphics processor, and we're doing... I mean, I saw screens from the 3DS today, and holy crap, they looked like... They're, almost on par with what you'd see on the 360 today. They're Resident Evil screens, and they were
The 3DS launch could be one of the best launches ever.
The 3DS looks just amazing.
It's just so many games that they've talked about for that system, and system holds up and it's effective 3D in all these cases, and it would just be an incredible launch.
I will buy the 3DS solely for the Ocarina of Time. If they say, yep, we're making the 3DS, yep, Ocarina of Time is legit.
Do you require any changes with Ocarina of Time? Or just Ocarina of Time?
Nope. I wouldn't even care if it was in 3D. I just want Ocarina of Time on the go. I love the Zelda games in handheld form. I've never beaten Ocarina of Time. Because whenever I sit down at a console at home, I just feel like I have to make such a big commitment to the game. And I love being able to...
Because you do.
I know, and I love Zelda games where I can just flip open my DS, do a dungeon, do a puzzle, close it, and come back to it later when, you know, I'm doing whatever else. And I've beaten many, many Zelda games like that, and I've loved them. The Four Swords, Minish Cap, Phantom Hourglass. Fantastic games. I love them. I've never once beaten a Zelda game on a home console. And I think that the 3DS with the Ocarina of Time would just be perfect for someone like me.
A freak. A freak. Like me.
All
right.
Well, now what we've been all waiting for is predictions for TGS. Now, make sure you guys are sitting down, because I've got some pretty hefty ones
and
here.
And put on earplugs, because it's loud.
We're going to go with Kingdom Hearts 3 being announced at TGS.
For the PSP 2.
for the Wii.
It will be released the same day as
Epic Mickey.
PS3. The PS3.
If they announced Kingdom Hearts 3 for the PS3, I would cry. It would just be the most...
No one would buy Birth by Sleep because they're like, oh, sweet, the real sequel's coming out.
I would just be like, wait. They announced The Shadows of the Colossus and Kingdom Hearts 3 on the same day.
This is what's going to happen. It's going to come out on the 360.
Oh, man. I'm going to kill you, Zach.
I think that would be a beneficial move for Sony.
For Sony? Let it come out on the 360.
Yeah.
No.
For both consoles.
That's stupid.
This just means more sales for them. How's that a bad thing?
Because then if you keep a giant game like that on your console, then you're going to sell consoles.
You're still going to sell a ton of consoles, though.
And you'll sell more.
No, it doesn't change the status quo. The status quo is that the 360 is winning in the sales.
It's not, really.
It sold more units.
It's also had a year head start. If you look at how many units the 360 sold in the same timeline as the PS3, time that the Xbox had time to sell as many, like PS3 same time, PS3 has sold.
Raymond, we just went over the NPD numbers.
I know what the NPD numbers say.
Anyways, more predictions.
I'm the one who read them.
More predictions.
We got
another Monster Hunter game coming. I don't know who's going to develop or publish it, but you'll have another one coming to you guys over there in Japan.
I think Dewey's making crap up. He's just like, I don't know.
These are predictions. These are Dewey's predictions, okay?
Monster Hunter for the 360.
We got some more Pokemon reveals, some black and white stuff. Now that's probably legitimate because I have a inkling that Pokemon is kind of
Pokemon's
big in Japan.
Pokemon's is big everywhere still, and it's crazy.
But it's going to have a name change.
Pokemon's
for America. It's not going to call it black and white in America.
Yes, it is.
No, it won't.
Yeah, it is.
Name change.
Yeah, he's lying again, folks, and let's...
Zach is a bastard.
No, that's a prediction. That's a prediction.
Shut up.
Okay, anyways.
So is that all for that,
then? Yeah, for the news, we got one little thing left. You know, this little game might have come out this week.
Oh,
well, there's a lot of games coming out this week.
Like Legends of the Guardians?
Yes.
Legend of the Guardians?
Cabela's North American Adventures?
PlayStation Move, we must be talking about.
PlayStation Move is coming out this week.
We talked about it briefly. We talked about it, whatever.
Okay, well, let's see. Hold on. We've got Scooby-Doo and the Spooky Swamp. Lord of the Rings Aragorn's coming up for a couple of things. And then, hold on, I think Professor Layton and Unwound Future for the DS deserves an honorable mention there before we move on to
Halo Reach
game. Halo Reach.
Just a kind of big title release.
I don't know. It's okay, I guess.
Kind of big, Anyways, can we, let's talk to our reviewer about the game.
Wait, someone's reviewing this game?
Someone is reviewing this game.
Are you reviewing this game?
I don't know. I don't really think it deserves a review, but...
it's just that amazing. I mean, why review it?
No, I was thinking opposite, but yeah, sure, yours works too.
Anyways, what can you tell us about it? I know that you've extensively played it.
So. Yes. What? I like it there.
He likes it. The end.
That's all I can elaborate on.
Review.
Well, I have heard that there's a lot more tweaking with the firefight mode. You're able to...
they've fleshed it out quite
a bit. You can customize it to your need. You know, give zero gravity and unlimited ammo and all that mumbo-jumbo. Face whatever.
Talking firefight or...
Firefight, yeah.
Forge.
Firefight.
For sure.
For sure.
You can customize the gravity in firefight?
Yes.
Huh. Right.
You can customize what enemies you want to face. So if you want to face nothing but elites with hammers, you can do that.
Just nothing but grunts.
They had some videos posted of this where you could you can cancel out reloads. So if you pick up a rocket launcher with 27 bullets, you just shoot 27 times and then it's out. You don't have to reload or anything like that.
Hmm.
So pretty interesting.
Cool. I mean, that's cool. I mean, I know I like to make fun of Reach, but I mean, from what I've seen of it, it looks pretty good. I mean, I watched our reviewer play the first level, and I don't know, I wasn't really blown away by it, but other things that I've seen that weren't first-hand viewings, or I've not played the game myself, but from what I've seen of it on other... less credited websites than us media cows. It looks pretty good. It's got some good reviews, even though ours hasn't been posted yet for some reason.
Yeah.
But, we're getting to it,
working
kids.
On
we're getting,
3.
We're getting to it.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
We're working on Mafia 3.
He's developing it.
So, yeah.
Well, that's our news for today. Thank you, Ray, for all those wonderful stories you presented to us.
I do my best. I do my duty, as long as I don't actually have to post anything.
Yes, the formidable posting. That's been,
best,
been our downfall.
Best news editor ever.
I tried.
Anyways,
this is X-Credit.
So let's move on, and we'll talk about a kind of interesting topic. Review systems, you know, lots of sites have different ones. You got the 20-point scale, you got the 5-point, 10-point, 100-point scale.
The no
lots
point.
Of the no-point scale. Lots of different kinds of review systems, and it's been something that I'm guessing probably every single review site, review anything, has struggled on at some point. So, I don't know, let's kind of discuss them.
Well, first, if you actually look at... the reviews on Media Cows, I'm not sure if any...
Cover your mouth. You're not going to be able to hear what you're
if
saying.
If any of the reviews on the site have the same review system.
Yeah, we're trying now. We're trying to figure out what's going to be the one that we want.
Because we go from a 100-point scale that's divided up into different categories to no points, and we just give up pros and cons... and no score at all, to now we're looking at a 10-point scale with some added features. And it's
hard to figure out. I mean, and the general consensus that we came to is that we like to have...
scores suck.
We do not like to have the numerical score. We like to have a written review and have just, you know, go through and read it. But unfortunately, a lot of the people on the internet are lazy, and so they just want to go and see what you gave the
either a score or a video review, which is also something we're
and it's very
in.
Mixed from at least my point of view is that I'd like to do away with scores, but at the same point I find myself wanting to score the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to give a game an 87, 8.7.
Hey,
or
that's
an
what
8
I gave Scott
10.
Pilgrim.
And not being able to give a score to a game feels like you haven't finished the review, I guess. So it's interesting. And so that's why we're leaning back towards a score. The viewers want it, and it's not... We're not 100% behind not having scores, despite the fact that scores can be difficult and you can't really translate an overall review to a number. You just have to try your best.
Yeah, it's something like we have struggled with, but I think we're starting to come to grounds of what our
at least for now, until we change it again.
Until we change it again. 2 days later, when we have people who aren't doing anything yelling at us for our review scores, so...
Oh.
I don't know who you could be talking about. Is there someone who is a part of our group that isn't here on a regular basis or at all?
There's just a couple people that just fall under that category.
It's not me.
Do you have someone specific in mind? I'm just curious.
We don't deal with specifics.
We don't do specifics.
We deal in generalities.
Oh, but I'm still like laughing at the fact that we built up this Halo Reach talk, and then the guy who's played Halo Reach the most said nothing about it.
Yeah,
and like I know you listeners out there want to hear about it, and yet he's just getting
they'll just
to say.
Have to wait for the written review that'll come up in the next week.
So. Whoa! We're writing a review still. What is this?
Oh, with different ways. First,
No. I'm trying to make our editor-in-chief promise the written review here. Can you do that for our listeners?
Okay. I will say, first of all, we have no listeners.
We have no listeners yet because
I've listened to this podcast.
I have it on my iPod.
We don't have a podcast posted yet.
We are working on that, and hopefully by the time you hear this, we will have it figured out. Because
Max 2010 posted in January of 2011.
If you're somehow listening to this podcast without it being broadcast yet, then wow, I'm impressed.
Hopefully, I would like
to get your contact information.
Hopefully, though, we'll have a new channel on YouTube.
Really?
Still Media Cows something, Media Cows LLC or something like that, that will have video reviews on it, so that can become a partner channel, and we have more control over what videos are recommended to you as you're watching the video and that. And so on that channel would be video reviews, any video previews we have, interviews, stuff like that. That doesn't have any threat of a copyright issue like walkthroughs. So we'll see how that develops. I can fairly guarantee you will not see a Halo Reach video review on the Media Cows YouTube channel.
Why is that?
Because if I do a video review, it will go on the new channel. That I would like to eventually become a partner channel.
I thought you were saying at all. Listen, we're never going to release a Halo Reach video review because...
Never any video
reviews. It's not worth our time. It's just whatever. Do you realize how much editing and like recording of voice work we gotta do that? Yeah, it's too much.
Work.
Who wants to do that? So, any closing thoughts? Do you have any reader questions or... feedback?
Do we have some? I'm sure we do have some reader questions that we can answer that they have sent us.
We've got a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I think you were trying to say something more about maybe the review systems.
So I guess Raymond,
Zachary,
what review system do you prefer? That you prefer the simplicity of a 5-point scale, like a 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 out of 5.
That
really simplifies the process, or a more.
I like the 1 out of 10 personally. I mean, the five out of five is good. Like but it just feels too general. Like a 4 out of 5.
What about the the buy it?
The buy it, rent
it, skip it.
Well, as I spoke to you guys about my feelings for Jim Sterling earlier today. Uh-oh. Off podcast.
What are those feelings towards Jim Sterling?
Oh, I don't like your Assassin's Creed 2 review, sir. I'm a year late hearing about his review. I'm gonna.
Create enemies within this community.
I can politely disagree with his review of the game that I love so much.
It's much better than most of the people that comment on his reviews, but.
Yes. But, yeah. So, are we going to do any reader questions, or are we wrapping up?
Actually, I do have a couple of reader questions from Jamie Wyrant. And
what was that last name?
Huh?
What was the last name?
Wyrant.
Wyrant.
Wyant.
Wyant?
Wyant, yeah, I think. Sorry if
forgive him.
Yes. First of all, I want to thank you. I was very happy to see your comments on my blog post. It was nice to read. But you asked a few questions about Gilders 2. Yes, I'm sneaking it into this podcast.
I hate you so much.
The questions I can answer, I do not play as any kind of Mesmer in the demos that I played through, and they weren't really answering any questions about the hexes, so they
so there's no answers for you.
Yeah, pretty much with that. With the gameplay mechanic in the hexes, I'm guessing it's going to be somewhat the same, but once again, this is just a guess, so. The conditions, I did notice that they are the same, like, as in Guild Wars 1, where you can remove them, but obviously they're going to be scaled to a higher damage since you have more health, so you know, minus 3 degen per second, you're taking a little bit more damage now. I don't know what you were talking about when you said, could you provide a guess on how PvP will be affected? I think with the new weapon system, it would be, I don't know, there'll be a lot more opportunities, a lot more different combos that you can make, just like how Guild Wars 1 was pretty inventive with the different combinations you have. I think you'll have even more in Guild Wars 2. Oh, so you also asked, in the videos I've seen, I've noticed the Elementalists can cast while moving. So it's very cool and provides a much better PvP mechanic, in my opinion. Also, did the developer mention interrupts much? With the being able to move, they did comment on that it is actually something that they wanted. They didn't want to have a dead PvP or a dead combat where you're just kind of, you have to stand there and cast a spell for 4 seconds. They want you to be able to move around, dodge things, so that's what they integrated that into. So, they didn't really talk too much about interrupts. I know the Ranger will have some interrupts and knockdown, and just never forget that death is the best interrupt itself. So, that's how the comment that I had from, or the questions that I had from the blog. I don't know if you guys have anything else.
Do you have any questions from people, Zach, about maybe driving or anything? Really, your pornographic material on YouTube, maybe?
Oh, Chapter 7, Part 1 on the Mafia 2 walkthrough. I didn't really feel like editing and re-uploading and dealing with that. Again, maybe I'll do that. Probably not. But anyways, it got taken down because of a Playboy picture of side boob, no nipple, and a bare butt. So it got taken down as pornographic.
Bare butt.
That is why
me.
Yeah, someone declared it offensive and YouTube took it down. I appealed and they rejected my appeal. Usually I'm successful with appeals. Just not successful there. So,
so if you guys are missing that, then
if you're missing, if you're missing your side boob action, kids, there's a little thing called the internet that you're using.
You could Google side boob. If that's all you want to see.
Only if you're over 18.
I do not condone underage pornographic viewing material.
Well, if it's side boob, anyway.
I have two things to note. One that Zach here brought up to me while Dewey was reading his questions. Video reviews versus written reviews. Personally, I'm a fan of both. I think that it should be up to the editor whether or not they want to do one or the other or both. I like doing my written reviews, but I also like video reviews, so I would probably opt to do both.
I have a
video review inside of a written review. But I know Dewey's a fan of his written reviews.
And no, I
Zach
love video reviews.
Oh, well, that's not what Zach told me.
No.
Zach's a dirty liar, once again. And, Zach, why don't you elaborate?
Bring up right now. Anyways, I guess I'm curious, all those listeners, just let me know your opinion on, would you rather have instead of a written review, and written reviews have their place, I guess, but instead of that, a longer video review, because YouTube's now up to 15 minutes, so you can have a 14-minute, 59-second video review that can go in-depth with a game. Would you rather have that than a written review? I mean, I'm generally a fan of all video content with previews I'd like to do. Instead of doing all a bunch of written previews like IGN, GameSpot, I'll name names. I'd rather do video previews because I think that's what viewers want.
Well, instead of making enemies, Zach.
Rather than read.
But
and video, especially video interviews, because I know for me personally, I can barely make it through written interviews, reading it on other sites. And video interviews can be really interesting and enlightening, especially when you can see stuff from games that aren't out yet. It can be just an informative video. So I would like to do a lot of video content versus written content. So if you guys have any opinions on that, that would be great.
Yep.
Also with news. I like news videos as well, rather than news articles. I like videos and everything.
We will be the future of your media entertainment and have nothing but videos and soon holograms. But one thing I was going to note with the news, videos, and articles, you guys get lots of questions, comments, slander. I don't have my own Media Cows email yet. I don't get any slander. So I know partially that's because I don't have anything on the site yet.
No, really the only thing
I'm working on that
is
I would like to receive some slander from our viewers and listeners.
Go on the YouTube page.
I feel slander. Those aren't directed at me. Those are directed at you.
You feel left out.
I feel left out, but I don't get yelled at. I want to get yelled at so I can have something to laugh at.
Also, we talked about review systems. Any suggestions about additions to a review system? I mean, we're not going to constantly be revamping a review system. Once we get one, we kind of want to stick with it. But if there's any smaller additions with a review system,
suggestions and feedback are appreciated. So if you have any good ideas, just let us know.
Send it to general@mediacows.com.
Yeah.
That's general@media-cows.com.
Don't start your own reviewing website. Don't do that.
We may ignore your emails.
I would never ignore your emails.
Attack me.
So...
And just say, quit. If your suggestion is, quit reviewing, we don't want to see anything more from you, well, then I will just disregard it.
We will ignore that statement and move on anyways.
All right, so, well, we'll end it there. Thanks for joining us for this PodCow podcast. Join us next time. We should have lots more interesting things to talk about. I'm due.
Yes!
Would you like to inform me?
Just fell through the chair. There.
I was like, second time in a row, Dewey cannot get through the freaking closing of the podcast. It's just something always happens.
Oh, okay. No. Quickly, debate the merits of having numbers in the review system. If you'd actually be willing to read through a review that does not have a score at the end of it, is a score absolutely necessary? Because it's always a lot of sites and a lot of people say that they don't like scores. I address that, but if viewers really don't need scores, make it known. Make it known.
And our next podcast, hopefully, we will be giving away things that we got from PAX. T-shirts, posters, something. Lots of good stuff. So send in questions, comments, and you might get something for free.
And look forward to possible news podcasts in the future, just only news. That'll be shorter, and you get daily news.
So.
All right. Well, now we'll finally end this, and hopefully this time that we can go. All right. This is Dew.
Zach.
I am Ray.
And this is Media Cows, and we're out.